Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
What I want to share with you in this episode are three different health hacks or tips that you can apply in your life that may have a very positive impact, as they've had a very positive impact in my life in terms of health.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about is healthy wealth, three tips for your well-being. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice. In this case, also never medical advice. I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney, not a financial advisor, not a doctor. So please always seek licensed advice. With that top of mind, if we don't have our health, what use is our wealth? I think about it this way. Would I want to trade life situations with a billionaire who is bedridden for life? No. And I suspect that you probably wouldn't either. So on this show, we talk a lot about wealth. That is the primary theme. However, I would argue that health is a lot more important, and I at least wanted to make one episode for you on the topic. Additionally, one of the primary goals of the show is to take the very complex and to break it down and make it simple and easy to understand. So what I want to share with you in this episode are three different health hacks or tips that you can apply in your life that may have a very positive impact, as they've had a very positive impact in my life in terms of health. Again, not a doctor, not medical advice. Please always consult with your doctor before doing any of these things, but wanted to share some things that may be helpful to you. And number one is intermittent fasting. And what this refers to is having your last meal of the day between 5 and 7 p.m., depending on when you go to sleep, and then not having any food in your system until lunch the next day. And what this does is it allows your body to rest and to repair itself, cuts down on the amount of calories that you consume. It can simplify your mornings. It can give you potentially more energy, as it often does for me. And it maximizes fat burning potential in your body. Now, if you have to have a cup of coffee in the morning or something like that, it would be best if you're intermittent fasting not to have creamer or sugar with it. Just drink black coffee. And if you do have to have something to eat in the morning, just be mindful that that will, in fact, break your fast in terms of what your body is doing. But I would focus on something not carb loaded, not oatmeal or cereal or toast or something like that, and focus on fresh greens or maybe some fresh spinach or a smoothie, something a lot lighter if you're looking to accelerate the fat burning process and keep your energy levels higher.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com. Are you a real estate investor looking to break into the multifamily investing space? Have you heard of MFINCon happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, June 12th through the 14th? The Multifamily Investor Nation Convention is a place to learn from over 60 high-level apartment investors while networking with more than 700 additional investors. If that's not enough for you, A-Rod, yep, Alex Rodriguez, 12-time Major League Baseball All-Star with over $700 million of commercial real estate assets, will be live and in person speaking at the event. Also speaking is the one and only Dr. Robert Cialdini, the godfather of influence and the award-winning author. I personally love his books. So be sure to secure your tickets to this live in-person event before they're gone. Go to mfincon.com for more details. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Visit mfincon.com today. Use the promo code BESTEVER to get $200 off your tickets. That's mfincon.com.
And number two is drinking celery juice, something I've talked about on a lot of podcasts historically, something I often do. It may seem weird, it may seem odd, but there was an entire book written on this by Anthony William called Celery Juice, the Most Powerful Medicine of Our Time, Healing Millions Worldwide. It's about 200 pages in length, goes through all kinds of testimonials and studies and stats and facts, which I'm not going to cover here in this episode. You can check it out for yourself. And by the way, you do need a juicer to properly make celery juice in the way that I'm talking about it, not a blender. So you put the celery stalks in, ideally organic washed celery, and you drink a minimum of 16 ounces 30 minutes before eating. So if you are going to have breakfast, this is 30 minutes before breakfast. If you're doing the intermittent fasting, this would be 30 minutes before lunch. And a few things that I've noticed after doing this for many years, and my wife has noticed too, is that inflammation goes down, your joints generally feel better, bloating goes down, our energy goes up, our skin started looking better after approximately a month after doing this. You may see slight weight reduction by doing this, and our digestion has improved since we've been on celery juice. So something to think about. And number three is exercise. I saved this for last on purpose because it's my belief that diet can get you about 70% to most of your health goals, and exercise gets you the rest of the way with 30%. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but I don't like waking up super early in the morning, having to drive to gyms, buying really expensive gym equipment, doing all kinds of supplement things and protein shakes. So I like to keep it very, very simple. I do push-ups, sit-ups, dumbbells, and occasional cardio. It's a very low-cost way to exercise. And if you travel a lot like I do, there's really no excuse why you couldn't exercise a particular day or a particular week. So when it comes to push-ups, usually this is 50 to 100 push-ups, depending on your personal capabilities. And I usually do a few sets of maybe 10 to 30 reps. For sit-ups, I do at least 100 sit-ups, and that's broken down into two different sets of 50 reps. And when it comes to dumbbells, I go to the point of exhaustion. There's too many factors to figure out. I can't tell you exactly what weight or what specific moves you should be doing. I just do as many as I can until I can't lift the dumbbells anymore. And when it comes to cardio, I usually do this 2 to 3 times per week. And I live in Florida, so we tend to have really nice weather pretty much year round. So mornings and evenings, go for a jog, go for a quick run or a sprint, depending on what I'm trying to accomplish. If you don't live in a climate like that, or you're not in an area with walking trails or accessibility, you don't have a home gym or a treadmill or a stationary bike, you could consider things like burpees or doing jumping jacks, or as goofy as it might sound, just simply running in place, putting your hands up like this and kicking your legs up and down can get your heart rate up really quickly. Just make sure that you close your windows and blinds, or your neighbors might think you're a little weird. So with all of this in mind, your greatest wealth is in fact your health. I appreciate you guys letting me share these 3 quick tips on health with you. I hope you found some value in them. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here at Best Ever. I'm Travis Watts. If I can ever be a resource or mentor to you, reach out anytime. I'd be happy to do a Q&A call or connect on social media. Have a Best Ever week, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and Best Ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the Best Ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.